What's your job where you have to give bad news? 1-800-330-9999. I was watching news last night and I was thinking about it. I was like, these news anchors, and I felt bad for them. All they do is give bad news. Mm. Like, you, when you watch the news at night, right? You're never like, this is going to be great.
Unless it's a segment called, all right, here's 3 minutes of something great to make you feel better about everything bad.
They're like, it's like Russia, Ukraine, gas prices. Oh, look, a puppy was saved today. And it's like they do anything.
And then they wrap it up.
Right.
And oh, yeah, your weather's going to be terrible.
Oh, and I'm like, these poor people, like all they do is give bad news. And I'm like, man, it stinks if you have a job that basically what you do is give bad news.
I mean, it used to be if you were a news anchor, that was a job that you were after, right? You were well-known, respected in the community, probably get a table at your favorite restaurant, no problem. Mm-hmm. Now they're like, no, go home. You know, I had a similar situation when I was a dealer in Vegas for a little while. I got out of the radio biz, and I loved being a dealer in Vegas. But one thing about it was, you know, you're delivering bad news pretty often. The odds are in your favor if you're a dealer for the house. You know, that's why they say the house always wins. So you would see perfectly good people throw tens of thousands of dollars in a span of just a couple days. Somebody coming in a suit one day looking great and then not leaving for 2 days. In one casino, leaving disheveled, unshaven, and definitely $20,000 lighter.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I can't imagine
bad
you being like, bad news.
Bad news, buddy.
Oh, you take that money.
It was rough.
Yeah, my parents own restaurants, so I grew up working in the restaurants, and I used to host a lot. That was kind of my job, my role in all of it.
So you're the person that's got to get somebody into a seat.
Oh, my gosh.
Make sure the seat is good.
And the worst is that they would come in prime time on a Saturday night, and they would be like, hi, table for four. And I'd be like, I don't have anything.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would look at me confused because, of course, without fail, there's like an empty table 3 feet from me.
Yes.
And then they're the ones that want to, like, you know, question if I know how to do my job. Yeah. Oh, well, who's sitting there? The table that has reservations in 5 minutes. I'm sorry, sir. Like, what am I supposed to do?
You know? What? It's still walking in and you see the empty table. It does make you nuts.
Right. 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the job where you give bad news?
I read court verdicts.
Oh, you're the clerk?
Yep, I'm the clerk.
You know what? The clerk, I hear, is a fantastic job. Like, the judge, the clerk is the only person in the room that the judge seems to actually like.
Mm.
Like, maybe the bailiff, you know what I mean? But the judge doesn't really like the attorneys, doesn't, you know, like the defendant or the plaintiff usually all that much. I mean, they have to stay neutral. The clerk is the one person that I feel like the judge actually likes. Therefore, every other person in the courtroom dislikes the clerk.
Well, there's always going to be one side that is happy with the verdict and then one side that's not.
I guess that's true. I guess you know which side of it I've been on, too.
1-800-330-9999. What's the bad news you have to give at your job? What's your bad news job? The job that you have that requires you to always give bad news. We were saying anchors lately. All they do is give bad news. There's nothing good happening lately.
No, it's totally true. Right now, they've got the assessors going through my neighborhood. They sent us the letter that says, you know, these guys are going to be coming around. They'll have these two badges. Guy banged on my door the other day. I mean, he didn't bang. He knocked on the door. Dog's going absolutely insane. He's wearing a couple badges. I basically stayed the entire time on my floor.
Hidden.
And then after, I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, you know, he's just a regular person. He has a job. I'm like, it stinks, but there it is.
1-800-330-9999. What's the job where you give bad news?
I work in auto repair.
Uh-huh.
They always come to me with a problem, you know, so it's like hard to not always have bad news.
Right. How do you not give them bad news?
Unless there's a problem.
Right. They come to you. It's broken. You fix it. There's going to be a charge. And, you know, I was thinking about this yesterday. The plumber. Like, the plumber always is the guy. When you call the plumber, you're in total desperation. When the plumber gets there and starts doing his stuff and tells you what it's going to cost, you feel like the plumber should have been free. Like, for whatever reason, in your mind, the plumber should be free to you. And it's expensive.
It's
the plumber's always
really
bad
hard.
News.
Yeah.
It's really hard sometimes.
Yeah.
People come in and then we service families with multiple cars. And in the recent past, some of them, the whole family's had, like, major repairs, one after the other. And you really do feel bad. But it's like, what could you do?
Right.
You
right.
They're always like, can you help me? And I'm like, yeah, we can help you by fixing it. But that's good, you know?
That's the extent of the help.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's your bad news job?
I'm a pharmacy tech, and I'm sorry, your prescription costs $150.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, I could go off and off and off, but I went to go pick up my medication. I haven't met my deductible because it's early in the year.
Mm.
that medication.
There you go.
They wanted $800.
Oh,
I told them I just to keep it. I'd figure it out.
Right.
I was like, I'll figure it out.
Whatever my ailment is, I'm prepared to try leeches, maybe some bleeding. Yeah. You know what? I will just say at my pharmacy lately, like, there's just not enough of you. Mm-hmm. We need three times as many pharmacy techs as there are, because no matter what, the line is so long. You're right. That's a bad news job right
Absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's your job that you have to give bad news?
I'm a quality inspector for a high-voltage power supply company.
Oh, so, I mean, are you you do it within the company itself, or do you have to, like, go to people's homes, or where do you do this?
No, I'm inside the company.
Yeah, so everybody there that you work with, like, when you reject one of the things that they've done, they hate you for it.
Pretty much. It's a rough job.
No, I get it. Yeah.
Danielle, one of my best friends, used to work in compliance, and I didn't know what compliance meant.
Right.
But then I asked her, I was like, but what does that mean? Like, you always say that. She's like, it means that I make sure that people aren't stealing from the company to insider trading. I'm like, oh, I understand. You're a tattletale. That's what you are. Yeah. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the job that you give bad news?
I reach out to people about medical billing.
Oh, no, that's the worst.
I can't say anything to make you feel better. I'm in the middle of three arguments with you guys right now.
Not for nothing. But it's like you send 100 letters, you send to collections. I'm just trying to figure out what the bill is for.
Right.
You don't respond to the phone calls, the emails, the nothing. I just don't understand medical billing.
Didn't I pay this like seven times already?
Right.
You know what? I'll take it all back if you say you want to be friends and you can help me straighten out mine the rest of my life.
I barely understand it. And I have a strong customer service background, and what am I doing? Just getting people to yell at me all day.
Looking in the mirror going,
if I was
going,
in the UK, this wouldn't be an issue.
What happened to my soul? What happened to my soul? Oh, man.
Yep.
1-800-330-9999. Do you have a bad news job? A job that requires you to always give bad news? What is it? So much bad news lately in the news. And it's funny because we were talking about it, like these poor anchors, they never have anything good. Like no anchor goes to work and is like, today's the day I'm going to give good news to everybody.
Yeah. Used to be a good job. Used to be a fun job. Not so much.
Right. Now we've got wars and COVID and but some jobs, it just requires you to give bad news. What's your bad news job? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven.
I'm a dental hygienist. So I'm the first one to see a cavity, and I have to be the first person to tell them they've got a cavity, and I feel like they kind of hate me for it, even though it's not my fault. It's their fault for not flossing, you know?
Well, you bring the bad news. That's what it is. Then the dentist comes in and he fixes the problem. So he gets to be the good guy. You get to be the bad guy.
I found that a lot of dental hygienists, like, they break it to you so gently now. They're like, just a couple cavities. I'm like, what? What do you mean, just a couple?
I think mine just calls my dentist in, calls Larry in the room. She's always like, okay, you might have something going on, but he's going to take a look. It's always, there's a little bit of a deferment.
Oh, they know. They 100% know.
Hey, Anna and Raven, what's your bad news job?
So I'm an accountant. It's tax season, and that means that I'm just giving people bad news left and right for a while here.
Even when I'm getting a return, when I look down at the fees associated, right? Like, so the paperwork preparedness, the account. I mean, even your fee, man. I got to be honest. It bothers me. It bothers me.
Yeah.
You're right. I'm sorry.
I've never gotten good news from an accountant. Never once in my life. I'm waiting for that day.
It's so strange with your husband being in finance and all.
You would think, right?
Hey, it's Anna and Raven. What's your bad news job?
Work at a car rental return, and I'm the one that has to go up to people and let them know what they have to pay and what the fees are, and not a happy look on people's faces.
So you're like the guy who I return the car to, and you like walk around with the clipboard?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. And you know, here's the thing. You can't win, because if there's nobody there to check the car in, if it's one of those places where you just drop it, I get out and immediately assume they're going to lie and charge me down the road. Am I wrong here? Like, that's how I feel. If there's nobody there to actually check in the car, I'm like, they're going to send me a bill when this thing is totaled in 3 days.
Well, I can only speak for myself. I try to, you know, go by the books and be honest. I can't speak for my other associates.
Well, we already know you're evil. That's why you got that bad news job. Listen to that. That is a supervillain laugh if I ever heard one.
Hey, I got to pay the bills.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's your job where you give bad news?
Hey, I'm a meteorologist, and unless it's 75 and sunny, I feel like people are always mad at me.
Well, it is your fault. All right? And I mean, just tell me the truth for once. I mean, what are you looking at? What model did you look at?
The European models, the American models. Yeah. Get out of here.
I mean, come on. It's obviously your fault.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's your job where you give bad news?
Well, I work in HR, and I am the person in meetings that is there when somebody else is fired. So every time I walk into an office, everyone kind of just hangs their head, assuming that someone in the office is about to get fired.
Oh, my gosh. So our HR is not in our building. It's in a different corporate building. And anytime you see her walk in, I'm like, why is she here? Anybody know why? I won't say it. Is everything cool? No, if it's not like time for us to do our benefits, like I get a little bit nervous.
I've walked into a room before and that person's been sitting there along with just one other person, the boss, and said, I know what this is.
Yep.
And I was right. Yeah. So I've been there.